I wonder whether this is an obvious answer. You're picking a team. Mm-hmm. You're picking a team to play footy.
Okay.
And you're picking a team not to play one game. You are picking a team to win as many games as it can possibly win over a...
Which all teams do.
7-year period.
Which all teams do.
7-year period, mm-hmm. right? And taking everything into account, reliability, volatility, talent, yeah. All of that, right?
Gotcha.
Who are you picking at full forward and you can only have one? Oh, of Tony Lockett, a Gary Ablett Sr. or Jason Dunstall? So take into account that they've got exactly the same. They've got a high quality midfield working in front of them. Mm. So don't say, you know, one had a better midfield than the other. Just play the game with all of them, those three forwards.
Tony Lockett, Jason Dunstall.
And Gary Ablett Sr., who were the powerhouse forwards. That one magnificent year in 92, was it, when they all kicked 100 goals in the season?
The sheer numbers would say...
Tony Lockett. Don't forget, Gary Ablett played. Tony Lockett played his career exclusively by a little minute here and there. Played exclusively at full forward, as did Jason Dunstall. Mm. Gary Ablett.
Well, Jason Dunstall started in the forward pocket.
Gary Ablett played many, many games up on the wing. So his numbers have been, if you're just doing it purely as a goals kicked thing, mm-hmm. I think that's probably a little, does Gary Ablett no favours whatsoever. But if you only had to pick one to be your spearhead, reliability, availability, 1-300-736-736 or 0433981116. On this the day that Jason Dunstall, the AFL have alerted us, will be receiving legend status at the Hall of Fame dinner later on this year. And might I just say, bravo to the AFL for going early with that announcement. So we get the chance now to enjoy...
Celebrate it.
The stories of mm-hmm. Jason Dunstall on the way up to what is, by all reports, a wonderful night.
Mm.
Who have you got? Would it be... Is Dunstall going to sit third in that conversation?
No. No. Well, it depends on what role you want them to play, doesn't it?
No, full forward.
Well, then
the role at full forward.
Well, then it has to be Tony Lockett because he kicked more goals. It has to be Andy. You've got to have a more criteria if you want to have fun with this, because if you just want the full forward,
but I'm
you're
not talking
take
about. No. That's why I said over a 5-year period where you've got.
If he was in that sweet spot of Tony Lockett, you're still taking him, mate. You're still.
I've got Lockett. That's why I said
you have to.
No, I wonder whether it's obvious. Is the answer simply obvious?
Mm. But if you're talking about if you're saying, well, I want the goals, but I'm prepared to sacrifice a few goals for defensive pressure, then Chief was blistering over 20 metres.
Yeah.
He was not bad, Andy. He was not bad at the defensive pressure. Now, if you're going long distances, but they don't do that. They weren't doing that back then. That might have been a bit more of a challenge, but hey, Chief was not terrible, no, was he? My recollection, maybe I'm saying.
What are you saying? He used to apply forward pressure.
Better than Plugger.
Yeah, but are you saying he applied forward pressure? Jason Dunstall was a forward pressure animal.
No, I didn't say
he
animal.
Didn't even. He didn't,
I did not say a forward.
He didn't even average a tackle a game.
Right. No, but it's different. There's pressure.
Oh, come on, mate.
There's different types of defensive pressure.
None of those blokes. None of those blokes were chasing little nipsies out of the back line.
Oh, Chief was putting.
No, they are not.
He was chasing them. He didn't always get there.
No, Gary Ablett probably had Gary Ablett and Tony Lockett had the fear of God in a few defenders. So there was pressure applied in that respect by those two.
Mm.
Not so much Dunstall, who was a perfect, beautiful ball player, obviously. Mm. No knock on him whatsoever in that regard. But no, I think if you're going to try and paint them out to be,
I'm just saying if you're going to include other criteria other than the offensive side of things,
okay, yeah, good.
Then I think Chief is elevated.
Ronnie, you're going to pick the ultimate team to play for 5 years, and who are you going to have at full forward? Dunstall, Ablett Senior, or Lockett?
Ablett.
See, it's not about Lockett. Why are you saying Ablett?
Then I'd have Tony Lockett. Lockett every day, mate. You've got to remember the old St Kilda sides that Lockett started in. They were terrible. They were mud runners down there at Moorabbin. Jason, as good as he was, he had footballers lacing him out week after week in premiership sides.
Yeah.
Lockett struggled. He had Robbie Harvey and Nicky Winmar, and that was it.
They're pretty handy.
Oh, they were fabulous, mate. But you've got to remember that Moorabbin ground.
Yeah, no, she was a bogger. But so was Waverley. Hey, but Ronnie, Waverley was a hard ground to plow your way through at times. That became it. It might have looked a bit better than Waverley on occasions, and Moorabbin on occasion. Moorabbin looked shocking. It was an absolute mud pit. But Waverley got boggy. Don't worry about that.
Mm.
It was hard to get through out at Waverley.
My word,
from someone who played a bit of footy out there. Couple of Herald Shield games, Keith. Really hard to get through the Waverley turf every now and again. It was.
I don't doubt it.
No doubt. Mark's on the Limestone Coast. So Ronnie's gone, no doubt, Lockett. Is it an open and shut case, this one, Mark?
Open and shut case. Actually, hang on. There we go. I'm just shutting up my John Deere tool chest.
Nice.
Do I win the tractor yet?
No, there's no prizes here. I'm just interested to know whether anyone...
Right. Okay, all right then. I'm a St Kilda supporter, but I go with Jason Dunstall.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, well, you said 7 years. I'm going to stick with 7 years.
Yeah, righto.
Over those 7 years, let's have a look at how often Plugger got reported and stuffed up our season.
Well, this is...
Have a look how often Gary Ablett got reported and stuffed up Geelong season.
Yes.
But then compare that to the great man from Hawthorn. If you're taking everything into account, you've got to take in reports. So
I think
I'll
you
go
do.
With Jason Dunstall.
100%. I want that to be taken into account, Mark. So there you go, Keith.
Absolutely. I'm the chief. And here, Lockett were averaged 4.84, Dunstall 4.66.
Correct.
But Dunstall, again, you laughed at me about the defensive capabilities.
Come on, don't be silly.
He had defensive.
Don't be silly.
Are you saying he's just a defensive liability?
No, I'm not saying don't put words in my mouth.
Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say he was a defensive guru.
You're saying...
I just said that he had a bit more of a propensity for a bit of forward pressure.
Not a lot. Come on, none of them.
I'll tell you what, though.
And I hope Jason will be listening because he's a huge fan of this sort of stuff.
Of course he is. But hang on, Andy, what about this? Assists.
I'm not knocking him.
What were the assists? Can someone please tell me the assist records for the Chief as opposed to the other two? I thought that the Chief is dropping dimes. I'm telling you, he's dropping dimes. Andy, he was.
He's hardly Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
No, he's not. He's not Larry. Not Larry.
Andy, dishing him off.
No, he's not.
Or someone please off the temper text machine.
Come
I don't
on.
Have the information. Can you get the information off your little book there?
Back in the days, they didn't. AFL tables is one of the all-time great sporting. But there were a lot of stats back in that era that weren't kept the way they are these days. So maybe someone's got that. But on the magnificent AFL tables page, goal assists for Jason Dunstall do not exist. Not to suggest that he didn't lay the odd one off here and there. But come on, let's not be silly.
So you reckon
let's not be silly.
He's not dropping dimes and he's got no defensive pressure.
No, he's not chasing little nipsies out of the back line. He's not, mate.
Andy,
he might have done it once or twice here and there, but he didn't do it very often. Come on, mate. It's 19 past 5.
He's got legendary status.